You're listening to Spirit in Action. I'm Mark Helpsmeet, and this is a Northern Spirit Radio production. We're speaking today with Melanie G. Snyder, and you can find a link to her site, melaniegsnyder.com, at northernspiritradio.org. Now, Melanie, there's so much that we could talk about from this book, Grace Goes to Prison. I do want to remind people they can find it on your site. Possibly, if they're part of the lucky folks, they'll catch up with you when you pass through Minneapolis on March 31st or through Madison on April 6th. And the rest of that information about where you'll be, you can find in the book section on melaniegsnyder.com. There's so much more in this book, but I want to turn a little bit more to you and to Marie. One thing you did mention is the way you first connected with Marie was someone at church. So you attend some church, evidently. And I know from the book that Marie was part of the Church of the Brethren, and this inspired and fueled a full life of service, really caring for those in prison. And as we all know, I think, in Matthew, one of the tests about when you get into heaven is, did you visit those in prison? Did you care for the least of these? What's your background religiously, spiritually?
Well, I currently am a member of a Church of the Brethren congregation in Pennsylvania, the Elizabethtown Church of the Brethren. Interestingly, I did not grow up in the Church of the Brethren. I have sometimes referred to myself as a spiritual mutt. I have attended United Church of Christ, United Methodist, Lutheran, Presbyterian, and a number of other denominations throughout my life. But when I joined the Elizabethtown Church of the Brethren 4 years ago, my father said to me, "Well, you know that I grew up in the Church of the Brethren, right?" And I said, "No, I never knew that." But what had happened was when he was growing up, when he was an older teenager, his parents moved. They moved to a place where there was not a Church of the Brethren congregation nearby, and they started going to a United Church of Christ church that was just a half mile up the road from their farm. And in fact, when I was a little girl, that was the church then that I went to as well. For me, the Church of the Brethren denomination has truly felt like home. After finding out that my father had been raised in the Church of the Brethren, and in fact, I have several ancestors back in my family lineage who actually started up Church of the Brethren congregations in Pennsylvania and Ohio, I've been saying, well, it must have been in my DNA, and something was calling me back home to the Church of the Brethren denomination. But I feel very fortunate to be in the particular congregation that I attend in Elizabethtown. But for Marie, yes, she has grown up her whole life in the Church of the Brethren, and it really was being steeped in the Brethren principles of peacemaking and justice and looking for that of God in others that has so influenced her work. But one of the formative experiences for Marie was when she was 18 years old, after she finished high school, she went off to serve in Brethren Volunteer Service, which is similar in some ways to the Peace Corps. It was started as an opportunity to give people who were conscientious objectors an alternative form of service. When Marie was in Brethren Volunteer Service for that year from age 18 to about age 19, back in the late 1950s this was, she worked in Phoenix, Arizona, where that was where her assignment was. She worked at the Phoenix Indian School, which was a boarding school for Native American children, and she was assigned to be the assistant to Reverend Harold Lundgren, who was the director of religious education at the school. Part of what Reverend Lundgren did at that school was he was in charge of discipline for the students. So when a student misbehaved in class, they were sent to Reverend Lundgren's office, and the student would arrive in the little office holding a note from their teacher spelling out what the student's infraction had been, and the teacher would request that suitable punishment be meted out. And Marie told me that what she learned from Reverend Lundgren's example was so powerful and shaped her work many years later in the prisons, because Reverend Lundgren would simply accept that note that the student was carrying, and he would just shove it in his pocket and invite the student to sit down. And he would then engage the student in a conversation about their home, their family, what life was like back on the reservation. He would just show interest in whatever they seemed to want to talk about. And she said he never directly addressed what it was that the student had done wrong, what their so-called crime was back in the classroom. He never meted out any form of punishment. He would simply sit and listen and allow the student to talk about whatever they wanted to talk about. And then he would send them on their way. But before he'd send them on their way, he would tell them, if you would ever like to just have a place to come and sit and talk, you can always come here to my office. And while you're here, you could teach Marie some of your native language or talk to her about your home and your family and your tribal customs. This school at this time did not allow students to speak their native language. In fact, if they got caught speaking their native language, they were punished. And so that was Reverend Lundgren's way of letting them know that his office and he and Marie were a safe haven for these students. And Marie told me that many years later, when she started going into the prisons, she realized that punishment was not effective, and that what she wanted to do and what she wanted her volunteers to do was offer compassion and respect and humanity to the men and women that they encountered in prison. And so they would never ask any incarcerated person what their crime had been or what got them sent to prison, but instead they focused on looking for the good in these men and women, and in many cases, I think, helping them to discover the good in themselves.
And that